So, I say Krishna never leaves anyone's heart. So, Krishna is in there in the heart of the terrorists also. So, why is he allowing the terrorists to kill innocent people? Yeah. We all have been given by Krishna free will. Free will is foundational for the reciprocation of love. If a boy says to a girl, love me or I'll kill you. Well, there can be no love. And that's love requires free will. So Krishna has given all of us free will. And the very existence of free will means that it can be misused. So Krishna is there in the hearts of the terrorists also. But when they want to misuse their free will, Krishna allows them to do that. Why? Because that is the freedom that he has given them. Now, all of us, by our past karma, the Bhagavad Gita talks about karma and kshetra. Kshetra is the arena of action. So all of us have different arenas of action or arenas of influence, areas of influence, based on our karma. Say an elephant, it's a huge body, an ant, tiny body. They both are souls, but based on their past karma, they have got different bodies. Like that, even human body, some people, they become big leaders and they have a huge area of influence. Some people don't have some noteworthy lives, they have a small area of influence. So by our past karma, we have a certain area of influence. That's what we get. But how we influence that area, that depends on our present choices. So even when somebody becomes a terrorist, there are some terrorists who may be able to kill hundreds of people. And some people, they go on their first suicide bombing and they are caught themselves before that. You know, and they are not able to kill. Why is that? Because those people, by their past karma, were given a certain area of influence. Based on all of us, we, by our past karma, coupled with our present choices, both combined together, we will have a certain area of influence. But how we influence that is up to us. So those terrorists who kill people, basically by Krishna's arrangement, they have been given free will, and by their past karma, they have given a certain area over which they can execute their free will. Now, when they execute their free will, execute their influence rather in that area, how they execute that influence, that has consequences. There will be karmic consequences for that. So if they injure, they kill innocent people, that has grievous consequences for them. So when anyone uses the free will wrongly, Krishna allows them to do that. How much they are allowed, that depends on the area of influence they have, that their kshetra, which is determined largely by their past karma. But even after that, the way they use it has consequences. So this world is governed by the principle of action and reaction. And some people can make terrible choices. And when they make terrible choices, they will have to bear terrible consequences for that. Now Krishna, he is there in their hearts, but Krishna also responds according to our desires. See, there is, for example, if somebody is a butcher, when the butcher teaches his child first time to kill an animal, maybe the first time the child kills, his hand trembles. Should I kill? His hand trembles. Second time he kills, the hand doesn't tremble. So, 10th time when he kills, when he's chatting with someone else, like we cut sabji, we kill an animal. Why? Because by repeatedly doing an action, that action becomes like a program. And then when the voice of conscience, the voice of God that is there from within, that is tuned out. So for people who are habituated, they are ideologically brainwashed, ideologically indoctrinated into a particular worldview that deadens their conscience. Then, although God is there present in their hearts, but they have tuned God out. And thus, these people may even fight in the name of God. But that is, what they are fighting for is not God in reality, it is just their conception of God. And what is their conception of God? Their conception of God is a supreme being who hates the people whom they hate. So, that God is not the real God who is the well-wisher of all living beings. That God is a God of their own imagination who is just basically omnipotent expansion of their own worldview. I have worldview. These are good people. These are bad people. These bad people have to be eliminated. And then God also has that. Their conception of God has that worldview. And that's why we will see when these terrorists, they kill many people, but they kill each other also. Because their idea is, not only is my religion right, my sect's interpretation of my religion is right. So ISIS is a big terrorist organization, but they have killed so many people, but the maximum number of people they have killed is Muslims only. So why? Because their interpretation of Islam is different from mine. So their God is not the God that is described in, that is glorified by the saints. Their God is simply a projection of their imagination, who basically hates the people whom they hate. So that's why this is, they are allowed to do this, but there will be grievous consequences for the misuse of their free will. Does that answer the question?